Naughty words. All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you, Kenny. That's a power selection. Hey, before we draft, I have to do this because we have someone who can validate one of my selections, and it might be the most off the board one. But I'm gonna go to Peter. We got to talk about the cockaboose, Peter. I appreciate someone validating this. Tell them all about it,
Michael. I'd just like to say first time, long time. I appreciate you guys and all you do. Thank you for your love of college football in the city. The cockaboose, I don't even really know how to describe it. I went to Williams-Brice a couple years ago. A buddy has a son that goes to South Carolina, and everything you're describing is exactly right, except some of them, they got the top popped off. There's people on top of the cabooses. They run in the family. It's bananas.
Wait, this isn't like when one thing you showed me where they run on top.
The running of the porta potties at the Preakness. Okay, this is different. Okay. These are full size decommissioned train cars.
Okay.
Well, not only that, Mike, they're like historic train cars. It's not like an Amtrak car that you ride to Chicago because you don't want to pay for parking. It's like a historic, like something you would see that was going out west with the Buffalo Soldiers. The whole thing. It's unreal.
Yeah. Peter, the thing I try to communicate to people is once you've gone down south for a college football game, it makes the Big Ten feel real small.
Very well said. There's another caller to your show, my younger brother Rory, who went to UT. You guys have talked to him before. Rocky Top, Vol Navy, same kind of a vibe, except this is land connected to tracks. South is at a different level.
Yeah. No, Peter, I appreciate you validating it because when I made the selection, people were looking at me like, what, huh? But that's the beauty of it. That's South Carolina. That's not some high-end program. But it is, it's everything, Mike, that's right about college
Mike,
football.
It's what you bring to the show. You know the obscure things, whether it's, you know, the name of the field at wherever.
Cockaboose, anyone?
Yeah, you know this stuff.
We got to go.
We're just trying to keep up with you.
Why don't we go?
Okay. South Carolina. Ah, we missed out on Spencer Rattler. I don't know.
I don't care if they win or lose. I want a tour of the rail yard outside the damn stadium. All right, let's get to the draft. You have Evan's selections.
I have Evan's selections.
Evan is busy editing the 17 episodes of Cash the Ticket Jim and I did this week. Mm-hmm. Also, by the way, for you guys, the audio issues, they're not on Evan. You don't have to power bomb him in the comments. It is a corporate issue. We're fixing it. Just everybody calm down. People are leaving 5-star reviews and they're going, the audio's not loud enough. It's like, well, the company puts ads in that are so overmodulated, they blow your brains out. Mm-hmm. And they're blaming Evan. This is what people do. All right.
Evan works hard.
David, hit the button. Yes. All right. What better way to start the 5 o'clock than the man who's wrecked college football, naming the few things he hasn't screwed up that he likes. Okay. Rico Beard.
I don't know if this ranks right up there with the cockabus.
It's the cockaboose. They are a caboose for the Gamecocks. Cockaboose.
That may be a different bus.
But I am going to go with something that I truly
caboose.
I truly enjoy this.
Yes.
I'm going with the
dentist.
Dr. Pepper Fanville commercials.
Whoa! Just an outright media buy from the king of the networks.
It makes sense.
Come on. Yep. You're not entertained by the Dr. Pepper Fanville commercials. When they hit the portal and they're like, I'm going to the portal.
Okay.
Have you seen the new one yet?
No, I have not.
I have to send it to you.
So, yes, Dr. Pepper.
I missed the one with the vendor that kind of looked like Kirby Smart with the visor on. That's not going to be my selection, but I do like that one too.
I'm going to go to the SEC where it just means more. And I am shocked that this is still available. The War Eagle fly-in. It is unbelievable that that bird has not murdered someone descending from the skies where the whole crowd is yelling war, and then it's eagle once it lands and the dude's got his glove on. It's amazing. I love it.
No, that's solid.
Just had it highlighted. That was going to be
Meanwhile,
my next one.
Meanwhile, at State, we have a stupid dog with a frisbee. Go ahead. You're next.
Come on, man, you can't. No, it's Zeke the Wonder Dog.
Right? Retire him.
You hate puppies.
I want the chariot back.
And if the chariots came back, you'd be like, the wheels aren't big enough. You know what?
First he hates sick kids, then he hates dogs.
I didn't say that. I said the kids deserve better than Iowa's offense.
Iowa kids, sorry, you get no love from Uncle Mikey.
You'd get an offense. I'd be embarrassed if I were an Iowa donor. These poor children are fighting for their lives, and you idiots can't score a touchdown?
But if
spend
Iowa
more
had
money.
If they had the cock-a-bus.
It's a cock-a-boos. A boos.
All right. Evan's selection. He is going with the Spartan Stadium Melting Moments cookies.
Ice cream sandwich.
That's all Spartan football leaves you with. Eat your feelings. Melting moments. Mm-hmm. They should give them away for free.
I was about
free.
To say, you can't even slander that, Mike, because you like
them. No, there was a time. They were wonderful. But now the football's so putrid, you don't even have the appetite. Hatchet, you're up next.
All right, I'm between two. Let's see if he comes around for my other one. I am going to go with the Florida Gator Chomp.
Yeah, it sucks their program's terrible because that is awesome. When they're good.
Oh, when they're yes.
It's in the swamp.
Yes.
Gator Chomp, I'm good with it.
Oh, you just hate to see it. That brings me to my selection, actually, which is conveniently timed. Because my first one before the swing around is the world's largest cocktail party, especially considering Georgia often wins that game.
Truth.
And can I swing around and pick my second one?
Yes.
I like the Ohio State helmet stickers, the weed leaves, if you want to call them that, even though they're Buckeyes. Love it.
Wait, what did you just say they were?
They're the little Buckeye things.
Okay,
right?
Thought he said something else.
All right.
No, he did.
He said, yeah.
He did.
You said they're black guys?
No, I did not say that.
Weed leaf.
Weed leaf stickers.
I thought he said because they're black guys. I went, what is wrong?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
How come you try to paint me?
I wear a headset 6 hours a day. I don't know.
Racist hillbilly.
Well, they do go together. I'm just, you know.
All right, so that leaves it's on me.
Correct.
So I did rip them and go horns down earlier, but I am going to go with the Texas Bevo mascot here.
Yep. Love it. Love it. You know, I didn't discover until a few years ago you can't eat those. I always thought, like, you know, it's just another form of cow. You can't eat those damn things.
Oh, longhorns?
It's like herpes meat. You can't eat it.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God. Never knew.
I didn't either. You just taught me something.
Over to Evan.
I didn't know you couldn't eat herpes meat.
You should probably avoid that.
Please say something. Because I'll tell you, I got a one-liner. If I said it, I'm walking out of here.
Evan.
I'll say it to David. Hold on.
Wow.
Just read something, please.
You know what?
What's Evan's pick?
In honor of you, Evan is taking Zeke the Wonder Dog.
Are you serious? If there was a top 1,000 things of college football, Zeke wouldn't make the list.
Zeke the Wonder Dog has made the list.
Whatever, he's probably better than our wide receivers.
Evan is hilarious. I love this.
Dude, poor Evan. I mean, he loves MSU, but they don't love him back. I want to make sure I get this right here. Ooh, got to do it. Got to do it. Wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't. I want to select a mascot. I haven't dabbled into this sphere of college football. I would like to select Pistol Pete, Oklahoma State Cowboys, in nightmare fuel, made of some form of like hard plastic. His beard is like permanently on there. And his guns are real. I love it. I love Pistol Pete. Rico, final pick of the round.
Final pick of the round. I don't know if it's just school, if it's or if I can make it for all schools.
A boost.
But I like the Georgia Light Show.
It's phenomenal.
But I mean, I know Alabama, like a lot of schools now do a light show, so I don't know if it's, you know, specific for Georgia, or can I just say college football light shows?
I think light shows in general, any usage of insanely expensive technology to add to
but
your
Georgia,
game
when the entire stadium is red, that's bad.
I was told Michigan invented those, though. Shouldn't you be picking those?
You know what? Staying away from it. They invented night games, for sure. And football. And spaceships.
Read something, Rico.
And drum majors.
Nope. Stop right there. All right. David, just a programming note. Wojo and Riggs love what we're doing, and they're going to expand upon it. So, Jeff, I have all of the results of the draft here cleanly written out. You can take this. Do whatever you like with it. Let's get a few of the ticket texts coming in. Rico's now Google Earthing the Cockaboose Railroad, so this is exciting. David, what do the people have to say?
Did anyone mention the Red River Shootout yet? Amazing.
No, it's available.
Our stadium is exactly half red and half burnt orange. I don't know how that happens. That's Drew and GP.
Well, it's because they treat it like a European soccer match. Like, it's half and half. You don't want to be on the other side. It's at the Texas State Fair. It's the 11 a.m. kickoff. No, it's one of college football's great traditions.
Since those aren't Georgia lights, Alabama was the first one with those lights.
Okay, I'll leave this.
Well, that's why I said not necessarily school specific, but yes, it's still sweet when you see it.
How about the Oregon Duck riding the motorcycle?
I love it.
That is amazing.
I know I shouldn't, but I love it. I love their uniforms. I love the two-tone turf. I love the stupid duck on his dumbass motorcycle. Like, I want to hate Oregon, but I can't. Because I still, David, I still think back 25 years ago when Oregon was like the new kid on the block. And they had their first good team in my life. I think it was like 95 or 96 with Danny O'Neill at quarterback. And they still back then had the cartoon duck on their their shoulder and the yellow helmet. And you're like, then State played him a couple of times. Once it was terrible. We went out there and Amp Campbell broke his neck and we got destroyed. And then they came to our place on a Thursday night when Tirico was still doing Thursday night football. Amp Campbell was back that night and recovered the fumble and returned it for a touchdown.
I'm trying to think, was Harrington wasn't the quarterback, was he?
No, this was right. Wait a minute, this was before. Who was the QB?
But I remember the Amp Campbell were taking it all the way back.
Oh, Tirico's call on that is amazing. Can we get that on the show? Just for fun, I don't have anything to.
This cockaboose is pretty. I like this.
We should go. Listen, I don't have, from a college football standpoint, I have nothing to live for. So if you could just give me the Oregon, Michigan State, Tirico, Amp Campbell recovers the ball call, that would really just bring a smile to my face. Okay? Could we do that? Let me go to the people. We'll continue along. Let's go to Tristan, 97.1. What's up, Tristan?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Good. So I got two for you. You almost stole my thunder with Oregon, but I'm going to go with the Oregon Duck push-ups after every score.
Yep. I have no problem with it. I love when the mascots do fun stuff. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a big kid.
The other one I got for you guys is the checkerboard at Neyland that they do for the night games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also underrated, the checkerboard at Fresno State. It just looks cool.
Yes.
I don't know why I like it.
Fresno State did a checkerboard.
Oh, yeah. Right, listen,
can I give you guys one more that I think Rico ruined?
Yes. What has Rico destroyed in your life? 248. Yes.
Mike will be in the hospital four hours from now.
Took away the turnover chainsaw at Oregon State.
That's right.
It's still there.
No, it's not.
Is it?
If you don't have a conference, you don't get a turnover celebration. I'm with Tristan.
You can still get a fumble or interception when you play Division II teams.
I am totally with you. And what I loved at Oregon State is every third down, they didn't have time for a band. They blared a chainsaw sound effect that would rattle your man cave. The game that they, I don't know how they lost this game. It was so ridiculous. It was against USC 2 years ago. Reeser Stadium was electric. Trent Bray, their DC, who's their head coach now, called a masterclass.
Caleb?
Destroyed Caleb. Just havoc everywhere. Chainsaw. Babies had chainsaws. And their guy, I think it was Chance Nolan, was their goofball quarterback, threw like seven interceptions.
I was about to say, is this a Caleb Heisman moment game? Like, did he lead them back to the comeback?
And yeah. It was ugly. But that's... Yeah, I love the turnover chainsaw. All right, David, ticket text. and I need it out of the 530. I need Am Campbell recovers the ball. I got to have it.
The epic Army option offense. I love that tradition.
I love, okay. I understand Rico's point.
Sorry.
All right, Gorbachev, just calm down. Last year's game went over the total, I'll have you know. But look.
Seven?
I'm ignoring that. Here's what I like. I like that Navy and Army run an offense that requires absolute discipline. It like emulates how they have to live on campus. And going to West Point a couple years ago, it is a lot like when you go down south and you go, wow, I'm somewhere way different. You get the same vibe going to West Point. That offense is the only way they can compete at the D1 level. And they run it to perfection. I like it. I know it's not for everybody. Go ahead, David.
One of the best traditions is viewers getting annoyed by Gus Johnson ruining big games by screaming into his microphone.
I actually have grown to hate him and his dull partner, Joe Klatt.
Oh, okay.
Why you like those two?
I love them.
No, you don't.
The noon broadcast.
You really like
them? Well, absolutely
then again,
love them.
No, then again.
I don't love them.
Yeah, now I understand why.
I don't love them.
Yeah, they're giving you a little massage every week. I understand.
My boys and I did Death Valley last year. Wasn't the best game as they stumped Auburn, but the experience was awesome. Started with 2 days in NOLA, then headed down there.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. No, it's amazing. It's very hard to convince me not to go back down there this year. It's just different, man. It's cool. And it's hard because, like, I don't have a college football program. I'm not trying to start a fight with Rico, but, like, there's really not a lot.
And I'm not really paying attention to you. I'm looking at Mike the Tiger's habitat on Google Earth.
I've got a cool picture I'll show you. What Rico is saying is true. Factually, they are trying to upgrade things at State. That is fine. I am not allowed up there until it's done, per Rico Beard. I will just tell you, when you start traveling around the country, and I don't care where you went to school, you could go to Michigan. I don't care where you go in Big Ten land. Once you leave, you start to realize we love our schools here, but it ain't nothing like these schools down south. Nothing.
See, I often wondered how much, if it would be different if the Lions weren't here, where all we had was college sports.
Yeah, it would, in fact. Yes, it would. And look, why is Michigan so special? Is because for decades you didn't have the Lions.
Yeah.
And Michigan was the Metro Detroit team. They got on TV. They got the coverage in East Lansing. Let's face it, it's an outpost halfway across the state. Yeah. So you're right, but I think that helped Michigan when Don Canham got here in the 60s. I mean, the Lions have been egregiously bad for most of their existence. Mm-hmm. Michigan was the adopted Metro Detroit team.
Someone else is saying, is the George Blaha touchdown MSU a tradition?
No, not when it comes 38 seconds late.
Not where I thought it was. You were going with that on the bingo card, but we'll accept it.
We will accept
David,
that.
David, I thought he was going to say, yeah, but he doesn't get a chance to call it.
I mean, that's also true.
That's where I thought you
were. Yeah, but when
he let me down.
When he does, they've already come back from commercial. Everyone knows there's a touchdown except George. It's so late. The band is playing, and he's like, he's at the 5. And I'm like, bro, he scored. This place is really loud.
You watching the stream, sir? What are you doing, man?
George is 28 seconds behind on a bootleg stream.
This Tiger habitat.
When you walk out of the LSU team store, you open the door and there is a Tiger ready to check your
receipt.
Now,
is this right in between like the basketball arena and the stadium? Okay, so 100%. I'm looking at the right thing. Okay,
100%. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's on Google Earth.
So. What they used to, look, as cool as it was, not cool to the animal to have him on the field in that traveling cage.
Yeah,
that ain't cool. See, but the habitat, that's badass.
That's intimidating because I'm like, I'm not going over there.
Right, like they have a tiger in a habitat. We have a creep riding a bike with a broken camcorder named Johnny Spirit. I mean, it's really just night and day.
Not even claiming him.
Someone else says, the Wake Forest Demon Deacon riding out on a motorcycle is cool.
It is, but the Deacon is creepy. He's got serial killer eyes. No, he has blank eyes. He stares through your soul, the Demon Deacon. Go look at him. They didn't give him pupils. That's very scary for children.
I like it. I just
it's terrifying. You got to look. Trust me.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
No, I don't want to. No.
No pupils. It's something. It's like,
maybe something I can never unsee.
It's like Chucky. Very scary. There's something very creepy about top hats.
Okay. And one more here. The blue field at Boise State.
Yes. The original. And the only one I will acknowledge. I can't. Dude, I'll tell you one thing. Don't ever watch a game at Coastal Carolina. Your head will explode. That turquoise turf, I can't do it. Eastern Washington, you see that? It's blood red.
Red, yeah. What about the black and white field of Eastern Michigan?
No, see, that just makes you think your TV's broken. It really makes you think, oh, wait, did my TV break? Mm-hmm. I got to, you know what? I don't want to get him in trouble. I'll just tell you. I can't with Eastern. That Chris Creighton, that the whole way they play, that's got to stop. They got to move on.
Do their Eastern.
Okay. Yes. When
the
our stadium,
Gus Johnson.
When our stadium had people in it. Tirico's still the best at college football. Like, I know his career has moved on. I know he does everything at an unbelievably high rate. He's phenomenal in college football. And young people like Kenny will never get to hear it. Tirico was awesome on college ball. And you're right. He could bring the excitement, but he wasn't this malignant narcissist like Gus.
Yeah, he just let the play speak for itself.
He just called the game.
That's right.
And he would let the play speak for itself and show excitement when it was exciting. It wasn't like, oh, he's a homer. It's just, hey, guys, this is a great play. And whether it was against your team, you're like, yeah, that kind of was a great play. Can't argue that.
Yeah, like what Gus did to Michigan State since he hates us. Touchdown, black guy. Let's go to the people. I'll leave it alone. Let's go to David, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy? How are you? David.
Good afternoon.
Hey, David, how are you doing? There? We are there. What's going on?
Okay. When Tennessee comes onto the field initially, they form a T with the band and going through the T.
Yep.
There's over 100,000 people on their feet screaming their fool heads off. I've been there many times, and it is one of the joys of life.
Now, let me ask you this question, David, because we've had a couple people call in with the suggestion of the whole the Rocky Top Navy or whatever it is. What the hell is the water component at Neyland Stadium? Don't you just float up on the river?
Yeah, it's the Tennessee River literally flows right next to Neyland. And, yes, that's all they do. People started taking the boats because the traffic jams in Knoxville were unreal.
The biggest problem, because David, I was very close to going down there last year. It Knoxville is a pain in the ass to get to. It is not easy.
It's very much so, and so much so that my father, you know, God rest his soul, and I, when we went, it was miserable getting to the games. Now, the games themselves were a joy. And, oh, by the way, I wanted to correct one thing a caller said earlier. They said that the checkerboard is only at night games. That's every game at Neyland.
Yeah, no, that's...
They have checkerboard info.
I love the checkerboard.
Now, what is interesting is when they checkerboard the stadium crowd.
Yes, that's cool. That I like a lot. First of all, because you have people in your stadium, which I'm not used to here at Michigan State. But second of all, the orange and white. It just looks awesome. It jumps off the screen. But Knoxville, total pain in the ass. I want to go. Rico... You go, oh, well, maybe I can fly into Nashville. Forget about it. You'll be in the car forever. Then you want to fly into Knoxville. They want to charge you like you're flying to Bali. Like, it's really just a pain in the ass.
So kind of like Happy Valley, where there's really no place to go.
Nailed it. Going to LSU is different. You just fly into NOLA. Easy. Drive 90 minutes up the road, you're in Baton Rouge. You get the best of both worlds. One of the great American cities, and you get a phenomenal college experience. Some of these towns, I don't know how you get there. Like, I'd love to go see a game at Texas Tech. Try getting to Lubbock.
I'd say, yeah, Lubbock.
Good luck. Take you 3 days. And you got to ride a mule. Let's go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, boys?
How are you?
Hey, I got good, good. I got two for you. Shout out Jim Costa, the formidable Kelly Short Stadium, shaking the car keys on third down. But
keep playing.
The much better one is Mississippi State. If you've never heard 60,000 cowbells at once in the stadium, it's pretty amazing.
All right. Now, I've been to Ole Miss. I've never been to Mississippi State in Starkville. You've been there for that?
Oh, Stark Vegas all day long. The party's awesome.
What the hell brought you there? Because that's a very, that's another one of these outposts. What the hell brought you there?
It's like being in a town the size of Midland and having a SEC town inside of it. But my brother worked there and
got it.
Went down there for a tailgate, so it just worked out perfect.
Yeah, the cowbells are something else, man. I've heard you have a headache for 48 hours leaving that joint. Your ears are ringing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
can't beat it.
It, Drew, it sucks what happened to them. They're on their third coach in 3 years. You can't plan for your coach dying.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Leach was running a program where you had a floor built into it. You knew you'd be okay. Then they made a disastrous hire. I forget the dude. Was it Jeremy Arnett? Whatever it was. Guy comes in, wants to run the football. Wait, what? Just all of it. Like, Miss State's in real trouble, especially in the new era of college football. They're in real trouble.
That guy's right. I wasn't there for a game. I was there for a funeral. But I didn't even know I was in the area of Mississippi State football until everybody shows up on Saturday. I'm like, this town is small. What do you mean a college football game's getting played around the
They're
corner?
They're both tiny down there. Oxford, where I was with Ole Miss, that town is tiny. You blink, you drive through it. And Starkville, same deal. Those are very small places.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's weird is, I guess, Central Florida?
I was there this spring.
Yeah.
That campus is unbelievable.
It's right in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Except here's the thing, guys. I mean this. It's a lot like everything's new. We associate college campuses up here, or certainly even some of the Deep South colleges, history, buildings, architecture. Like, this is a college. This isn't their grand opening. Rico, you go to UCF, the whole thing looks like it was built last week.
Oh. See, I haven't been on campus. I just went to the stadium.
The bounce house. I was so underwhelmed by. It's like a welfare Spartan stadium. It's an erector set.
Yeah. But yeah, right there in the middle of a neighborhood. Just
Everything's new though, and the dorm rooms look like high-end hotels. It's unbelievable. David, it's crazy the amount of money they're pumping into that place. It's crazy.
I've driven by the stadium, but I have not been in the campus area, but wow, that sounds crazy.
Do you need sideline passes at UCF? I can make that happen for you.
I'm good.
You don't want to go see Gus Malzahn?
I'm good. I can get a pass if I want to go there.
All right. Hey, I'm just trying to help.
I appreciate
you. I have a few things left you haven't ruined in college football, so it's the least I can do for you.
No. I try. Well, you know what? I'm reading about something that could potentially ruin you, so.
What? What's wrong now?
No. I'm just trying to gather the facts to see if this is true or not.
About college football?
Yes. I'm fact checking.
All right, we'll talk momentarily. You've heard me talk about FanDuel a lot, number one sports book. Here's something a little different. Right now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers bet a $5 bet. You get 3 weeks of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. With a YouTube TV base plan, you're going to be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. Let Dan Jones ruin your life. It's really great theater.
All right, before we hand this off to Wojo and Rieger, who apparently liked this topic. David, a couple ticket texts. And you know what? Actually, before we do that, let's get to Casey. We'll give Casey the last word on this. Casey, you're on 97.1.
All right. First of all, I want to say shout out Coach Campbell. He was my DB coach at some little school that nobody's heard of in Ohio. But that play right there changed my allegiance from a little kid growing up as a Michigan fan, just because, like you said, they were the Metro Detroit team that, you know, you followed, whatever. It was my brother's freshman year at Michigan State. He played up there, and I was watching that game on the couch, 15-year-old kid, and that story of Amp going from breaking his neck to returning that touchdown or that fumble for a touchdown was just, I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was amazing.
So shout out Camp. And great dude. I mean, really, really great dude. But my one college football thing is, since college football is so Wild West right now, why can't Penn State send some NIL money out to BYU and get themselves a real mascot? Because it's basically the same thing, but in actual, that thing looks like it.
It looks so similar. It's like they basically ship it back and forth for games.
Oh,
the Penn State mascot with a stupid little scarf on.
The thing about the Penn State mascot, it just looks like that costume was made in 1950, been cleaned.
If we're going to slander any mascot, you know where I'm going. That absolute creep, Purdue Pete. You can't have a mascot in sweatpants. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe Purdue Pete did not make your list.
I hate him.
I mean, every time you see him, you know it's good news because your team more than likely is kicking his ass.
Not ours.
Okay, fine. You guys maybe.
Wait, did you do the Purdue? Do they still have the little train?
Woo-hoo! The Boilermaker special?
Yes.
Yeah, they have.
The world's biggest drum.
Did you do that? Was that on your list?
The worst smelling city ever. Get?
I hate that city. I hate that fan base.
It's not really a city. School.
It really smells off.
I hate the stadium. I still to this day see Chris Daniels catching 22 passes against State. I hate them.
Okay, but Mike, all of your feelings about college football can't be connected to a Michigan State loss, can it?
It can.
Oh.
Yeah, try being
it can and it does.
Yeah. Hey, a box of kittens. Well,
Northwestern beat us in 99. Right.
Like, would you rather be like a fan of Western or Michigan State? Come on.
At this point,
yeah.
Western.
Oh, please.
Because at least you have a reason to be bad.
Oh, I hear Waldo Stadium's gorgeous in the fall.
Oh, it
what
is.
What about the
Did
wayside?
Did he make the list? Or it?
No, I enjoyed your list, and we're going to play off of it.
Ah, yes. When
the
our stadium,
Gus Johnson.
When our stadium had people in it. Tirico's still the best at college football. Like, I know his career has moved on. I know he does everything at an unbelievably high rate. He's phenomenal in college football. And young people like Kenny will never get to hear it. Tirico was awesome on college ball. And you're right. He could bring the excitement, but he wasn't this malignant narcissist like Gus.
Yeah. He just let the play speak for
itself. He just called the game.
That's right.
And he would let the play speak for itself and show excitement when it was exciting. It wasn't like, oh, he's a homer. It's just, hey, guys, this is a great play. And whether it was against your team, you're like, yeah, that kind of was a great play. Can't argue that.
Yeah, like what Gus did to Michigan State since he hates us. Touchdown, black guy. Let's go to the people. I'll leave it alone. Let's go to David, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy? How are you? David.
Good afternoon.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
There?
We are there. What's going on?
Oh, okay. When Tennessee comes onto the field initially, they form a T with the band and going through the T.
Yep.
There's over 100,000 people on their feet screaming their fool heads off. I've been there many times, and it is one of the joys of life.
Now, let me ask you this question, David, because we've had a couple people call in with the suggestion of the whole the Rocky Top Navy or whatever it is. What the hell is the water component at Neyland Stadium? Don't you just float up on the river?
Yeah, it's the Tennessee River literally flows right next to Neyland. And, yes, that's all they do. People started taking the boats because the traffic jams in Knoxville were unreal.
The biggest problem, because, David, I was very close to going down there last year. It Knoxville is a pain in the ass to get to. It is not easy.
It's very much so, and so much so that my father, you know, God rest his soul, and I, when we went, it was miserable getting to the games. Now, the games themselves were a joy. And, oh, by the way, I wanted to correct one thing a caller said earlier. They said that the checkerboard is only at night games. That's every game at Neyland.
Yeah, no, that's...
They have the checkerboard in, though.
I love the checkerboard.
Now, what is interesting is when they checkerboard the stadium crowd.
Yes, that's cool. That I like a lot. First of all, because you have people in your stadium, which I'm not used to here at Michigan State. But second of all, the orange and white. It just looks awesome. It jumps off the screen. But Knoxville, total pain in the ass. I want to go. Rico, you go, oh, well, maybe I can fly into Nashville. Forget about it. You'll be in the car forever. Then you want to fly into Knoxville. They want to charge you like you're flying to Bali. Like, it's really just a pain in the ass.
So kind of like Happy Valley, where there's really no place to go.
Nailed it. Going to LSU is different. You just fly into NOLA. Easy. Drive 90 minutes up the road, you're in Baton Rouge. You get the best of both worlds. One of the great American cities, and you get a phenomenal college experience. Some of these towns, I don't know how you get there. Like, I'd love to go see a game at Texas Tech. Try getting to Lubbock.
I'd say, yeah, Lubbock.
Good luck. Take you 3 days. And you got to ride a mule. Let's go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, boys?
How are you?
Hey, I got good, good. I got two for you. Shout out Jim Costa, the formidable Kelly Short Stadium, shaking the car keys on third down. But
keep playing.
The much better one is Mississippi State.
If you've never heard 60,000 cowbells at once in the stadium, it's okay. Pretty amazing.
All right. Now, I've been to Ole Miss. I've never been to Mississippi State in Starkville. You've been there for that?
Oh, Stark Vegas all day long. The party's awesome.
What the hell brought you there? Because that's another one of these outposts. What the hell brought you there?
It's like being in a town the size of Midland and having a SEC town inside of it. But my brother worked there and
got it.
Went down there for a tailgate, so it just worked out perfect.
Yeah, the cowbells are something else, man. I've heard you have a headache for 48 hours leaving that joint. Your ears are ringing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
can't beat it.
It, Drew, it sucks what happened to them. They're on their third coach in 3 years. You can't plan for your coach dying.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Leach was running a program where you had a floor built into it. You knew you'd be okay. Then they made a disastrous hire. I forget the dude. Was it Jeremy Arnett? Whatever it was. Guy comes in, wants to run the football. Wait, what? Just all of it. Like, Miss State's in real trouble, especially in the new era of college football. They're in real trouble.
That guy's right. I wasn't there for a game. I was there for a funeral. But I didn't even know I was in the area of Mississippi State football until everybody shows up on Saturday. I'm like, this town is small. What do you mean a college football game's getting played around the
corner? They're all tiny down there. Oxford, where I was with Ole Miss, that town is tiny. You blink, you drive through it. And Starkville, same deal. Those are very small places.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's weird is, I guess, Central Florida?
I was there this spring.
Yeah.
That campus is unbelievable.
It's right in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Except here's the thing. Guys, I mean this. It's a lot like everything's new. We associate college campuses up here, or certainly even some of the Deep South colleges, history, buildings, architecture. Like, this is a college. This isn't their grand opening. Rico, you go to UCF, the whole thing looks like it was built last week.
Oh. See, I haven't been on campus. I just went to the stadium.
The bounce house, I was so underwhelmed by. It's like a welfare Spartan stadium. It's an erector set.
Yeah. But yeah, right there in the middle of a neighborhood. Just yep.
Everything's new, though, and the dorm rooms look like high-end hotels. It's unbelievable. David, it's crazy the amount of money they're pumping into that place. It's crazy.
I've driven by the stadium, but I have not been in the campus area, so I don't – but, wow, that sounds crazy.
Do you need sideline passes at UCF? I can make that happen for you.
I'm good.
You don't want to go see Gus Malzahn?
I'm good. I can get a pass if I want to go there.
All right. Hey, I'm just trying to help.
I appreciate you.
I have a few things left you haven't ruined in college football, so it's the least I can do for you.
No. Well, you know what? I'm reading about something that could potentially ruin you. So
what? What's wrong now?
No. I'm just trying to gather the facts to see if this is true or
about
not.
College football.
Yes. I'm fact checking.
All right, we'll talk momentarily. You've heard me talk about FanDuel a lot, number one sports book. Here's something a little different. Right now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers bet a $5 bet. You get 3 weeks of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. With a YouTube TV base plan, you're going to be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. Yeah, let Dan Jones ruin your life. It's really great theater.
All right, before we hand this off to Wojo and Rieger, who apparently liked this topic, David, a couple ticket texts. And you know what? Actually, before we do that, let's get to Casey. We'll give Casey the last word on this. Casey, you're on 97.1.
All right. First of all, I want to say shout out Coach Campbell. He was my DB coach at some little school that nobody's heard of in Ohio. But that play right there changed my allegiance from a little kid growing up as a Michigan fan, just because, like you said, they were the Metro Detroit team that, you know, you followed, whatever. It was my brother's freshman year at Michigan State. He played up there, and I was watching that game on the couch, 15-year-old kid, and that story of Amp going from breaking his neck to returning that touchdown that fumble for a touchdown was just, I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was amazing.
So shout out Camp. And great dude. I mean, really, really great dude. But my one college football thing is, since college football is so Wild West right now, why can't Penn State send some NIL money out to BYU and get themselves a real mascot? Because it's basically the same thing, but in actual, that thing looks like
it looks so similar. It's like they basically ship it back and forth for games.
Oh, the
Penn State mascot with a stupid little scarf on.
The thing about the Penn State mascot, it just looks like That costume was made in 1950, been clean.
If we're going to slander any mascot, you know where I'm going. That absolute creep, Purdue Pete. You can't have a mascot in sweatpants. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe Purdue Pete did not make your list.
I hate him.
I mean, every time you see him, you know it's good news because your team more than likely is kicking his ass.
Not ours.
Okay, fine. You guys maybe.
Wait, did you do the Purdue? Do they still have the little train?
Woo-hoo! The Boilermaker special?
Yes.
Yeah, they have.
The world's biggest drum.
Did you do that? Was that on your list?
I hate Purdue. I hate that city. I hate that fan base.
It's not really a city. School.
It really smells off.
I hate the stadium. I still to this day see Chris Daniels catching 22 passes against State. I hate them.
Okay, but Mike, all of your feelings about college football can't be connected to a Michigan State loss, can it?
It can.
Oh.
Yeah, try being a Spartan.
It does.
Yeah. Hey, a box of kittens. Well,
Northwestern beat us in 99.
Like, would you rather be like a fan of Western or Michigan State? Come on.
At this point,
yeah.
Western.
Oh, please.
Because at least you have a reason to be bad.
Oh, I hear Waldo Stadium's gorgeous in the fall.
Oh, it
what
is.
What about the
Did
wayside?
Did he make the list? Or it?
No, I enjoyed your list, and we're going to play off of it. What did you call it?
Oh, you mean you're not going to do 4 hours of backup quarterback talk?
No, we were thinking about starting with the backup quarterback. Can you believe what Dan Campbell had to say about Dan Sudfeld? Can you believe it?
No, I think it's a nothing burger.
Now, am I going to find some things on your list that you guys forgot?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I got a couple already, I feel.
But do we have to call it the college football things that Rico ruined?
You don't. You can do whatever you like.
No, what we were going to do was we were going to dissect your drafts. We'll each read one of your drafts. We are. And then whatever you didn't say, we're going to ask the people what was missed or what the best one is. I know what the best one is. I feel very strong, very passionate about the best one said during your entire show.
What?
It's Evan. It's hate watching.
Oh, well, that's because what you do your whole life.
He used the first round pick.
He did.
Yeah.
Now, what position did he pick it?
Spite watching?
Yeah, spite watching.
I think it was his first overall. They're in order three.
Yeah.
So he was the third overall pick, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a pick well spent.
The first two picks were wasted.
Spite watching.
What was the first
Mr. Brightside?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The second and third.
Mr. Bright.
Kenny knocked it out the park.
Yes.
Thank you, Wojo.
Center Sam.
Mr. Bright.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
What about, you guys missed another one when Michigan plays a night game. Right.
Well, we did that. It was the light
rare.
Show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that Michigan? And we also found out in this segment that Michigan invented drum majors. You know.
Yep.
I heard about that. So
Michigan did invent not having a mascot. They really did, and they're sticking by it.
Inner Sandman was the first pick overall.
Yeah,
that's a good pick. Now, Mike, you're a New York Yankee fan. What came first, Inner Sandman? Or Inter Sandman for Mariano Rivera?
Oh, Virginia Tech, right?
I can't speak to that. That's a great question.
I'm asking.
No, because Mo Rivera, that would have started mid-90s.
Yeah, and it went on for freaking ever.
I'm not a hokeyologist. I'd really have to look.
Everything in college football is 100 years old, minimum.
Except for Metallica.
Oh, did anybody mention the Little Brown Jug?
And that was from the Black Album.
Bob, I said this.
What are their latest?
I know it's blasphemous around here.
What?
But like the more you explore the world of college football and
it's
you experience
weird.
More things,
yeah.
The smaller and lamer the Big Ten becomes.
Kind of. Although it's just because
we're playing for the Floyd of Rosedale.
Oh, old brass platoon. Don't forget that one.
We don't even have that anymore.
There is nothing better than listening to, what do we got? Is this on Panay Sewell?
We just looked it up. It is Mariano Rivera. It got introduced at VTech in 2000. He was there before that.
So VTech stole it.
Like Michigan stole winged helmets.
Everybody has stole that Timmy Trumpet song.
Oh,
well, what happened was apparently they needed a new video board to do it, so they got the video board.
I will say this.
I mean, it is cool. It's really cool.
And David's, that's not the greatest, of course, but people are stealing Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Who?
You hear it in all sorts of stadiums now.
You need to think people are stealing it.
No, they are.
I like the axe. Was it Minnesota and Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
I do like the Paul Bunyan's axe.
Yeah. I like that one. That's a
legit
trophy.
But they stole it from Michigan, Michigan State.
Now, did anybody say the Eastern Michigan Rock of Wall? Remember the sledgehammer from a couple years ago?
The styrofoam wall?
No, yeah, break the wall.
All kidding aside, if you did like a national poll with all biases removed, you know what it would be.
Tell me.
It would be Script, Ohio.
I hate to say it takes too long.
Well,
it's special,
somebody drafted that one.
Yeah, I mean, but it is. But everybody knows what it is and who it is.
When you see the very end of it, it looks cool. Yeah. But when you're watching them write it out, like, oh, dear God, can you guys pick up the pace? Seriously.
Right. Somebody get the damn Zuzaphone player where it needs to be.
But it is cool to see it unfold.
The tunnel at the big house.
The tunnel, that's a big one, too.
That would have been my next selection, Rieger.
Running out of the tunnel or fighting in the tunnel? Which one?
Either one.
Both. Okay. Yeah. Just the tunnel in general. All right. We've already found numerous ones you guys missed.
The Washtenaw County prosecutor.
Yeah.
That would have been the next selection after that. Yeah.
Now, I heard you did the Florida State. Did you do the Florida Chomp?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob, the answers are right.
Well, I can't read them all in 10 seconds.
All right. We'll see you guys on Friday.
Great topic, guys. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. We're just going to rerun your show.
You do whatever you want.
Unless we're here at 5:30.
You might be. All right. See you later, everybody.
We'll be Tiger game tomorrow. Javi Baez.
All right. Before we hand this off to Wojo and Rieger, who apparently liked this topic, David, a couple ticket texts. And you know what? Actually, before we do that, let's get to Casey. We'll give Casey the last word on this. Casey, you're on 97.1.
All right, first of all, I want to say shout out Coach Campbell. He was my DB coach at some little school that nobody's heard of in Ohio. But that play right there changed my allegiance from a little kid growing up as a Michigan fan, just because, like you said, they were the Metro Detroit team that, you know, you followed, whatever. It was my brother's freshman year at Michigan State. He played up there, and I was watching that game on the couch, 15-year-old kid, and that story of Amp going from breaking his neck to returning that touchdown for that fumble for a touchdown was just, I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was amazing.
So shout out Camp. And great dude. I mean, really, really great dude. But my one college football thing is, since college football is so Wild West right now, why can't Penn State send some NIL money out to BYU and get themselves a real mascot? Because it's basically the same thing, but in actual, that thing looks like
It looks so similar. It's like they basically ship it back and forth for games.
Oh,
the Penn State mascot with a stupid little scarf on.
The thing about the Penn State mascot, it just looks like that costume was made in 1950, and it hasn't been cleaned.
If we're going to slander any mascot, you know where I'm going. That absolute creep, Purdue Pete. You can't have a mascot in sweatpants. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe Purdue Pete did not make your list.
I hate him.
I mean, every time you see him, you know it's good news because your team more than likely is kicking his ass.
Not ours.
Okay, fine. You guys maybe.
Wait, did you do the Purdue? Do they still have the little train?
Woo-hoo! The Boilermaker special?
Yes.
Yeah, they have.
The world's biggest drum.
Did you do that? Was that on your list?
I hate Purdue. I hate that city. I hate that fan base.
It's not really a city.
It really smells off.
I hate the stadium. I still, to this day, see Chris Daniels catching 22 passes against State. I hate them.
Okay, but Mike, all of your feelings about college football can't be connected to a Michigan State loss, can it?
It can.
Oh.
Yeah, try being
a Spartan. It does.
Hey, a box of kittens. Well,
Northwestern beat us in 99.
Like, would you rather be like a fan of Western or Michigan State? Come on.
At this point, Western.
Oh, please.
Because at least you have a reason to be bad.
Oh, I hear Waldo Stadium's gorgeous in the fall.
Oh, it
what
is.
About the
Did
wayside?
He make the list? Or it?
No, I enjoyed your list, and we're going to play off of it. The what did you call it?
Oh, you're not going to do 4 hours of backup quarterback talk?
No, we were thinking about starting with the backup quarterback. Can you believe what Dan Campbell had to say about Dan Sudfeld? Can you believe it?
No, I think it's a nothing burger.
Now, am I going to find some things on your list that you guys forgot?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I got a couple already, I feel.
But do we have to call it the college football thing? Is it Rico ruined?
You don't. You can do whatever you like.
No, what we were going to do was we were going to dissect your drafts. We'll each read one of your drafts.
No, honestly,
we are. And then whatever you didn't say, we're going to ask the people what was missed or what the best one is. I know what the best one is. I feel very strong, very passionate about the best one said during your entire show.
What?
It's Evan. It's hate watching.
Oh, well, that's because what you do your whole life.
He used the first round pick.
He did.
Yeah.
Now, what position did he pick it?
Spite watching?
Yeah, spite
watching. I think it was his first overall. They're in order three.
Yeah.
So he was the third overall pick, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a pick well spent.
The first two picks were wasted.
Spite watch.
What was the first
Mr. Brightside?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The second and third.
Mr. Bright.
Kenny knocked it out the park.
Yes.
Thank you, Wojo.
Enter Sandman.
Mr. Bright.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
What about, you guys missed another one. When Michigan plays a night game. Right.
Well, we did that. It was the light rare. Show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that Michigan? And we also found out in this segment that Michigan invented drum majors. You know.
Yep.
I heard about that. So
Michigan did invent not having a mascot. They really did, and they're sticking by it.
Inner Sandman was the first pick overall.
Yeah,
that's a good pick. Now, Mike, you're a New York Yankee fan. What came first, Inner Sandman or Inter Sandman for Mariano Rivera?
Oh, Virginia Tech, right?
I can't speak to that. That's a great question.
I'm asking.
No, because Mo Rivera, that would have started mid-90s.
Yeah, and it went on for freaking ever.
I'm not a Hokieologist. I'd really have to look.
Everything in college football is 100 years old, minimum.
Except for Metallica.
Oh, did anyone mention the Little Brown Jug?
And that was from the Black Album.
Bob, I said this.
One of their latest
albums. I know it's blasphemous around here.
What?
But like the more you explore the world of college football and it's you experience
weird.
More things,
yeah.
The smaller and lamer the Big Ten becomes.
Kind of, although it's just because
we're playing for the Floyd of Rosedale.
The old brass platoon, don't forget that one.
We don't even have that anymore.
There is nothing better than listening to, what do we got? Is this on Panay Sewell?
We just looked it up. It is Mariano Rivera. It got introduced at VTech in 2000. He was there before that.
So VTech stole it.
Like Michigan stole winged helmets.
Everybody has stole that Timmy Trumpet song.
Oh,
well, what happened was apparently they needed a new video board to do it. So they got the video board.
I will say this.
I mean, it is cool. It's really cool.
And David's, that's not the greatest, of course, but people are stealing Mr. Brightside. Yeah.
Who?
You hear it in all sorts of stadiums now.
You need to think people are stealing it.
No, they are.
I like the axe. Was it Minnesota and Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Bunyan's axe.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a legit
trophy. But they stole it from Michigan State.
Now, did anybody say the Eastern Michigan Rock of Wall? Remember the sledgehammer from a couple years ago?
The styrofoam wall?
No, yeah, break the wall.
All kidding aside, if you did like a national poll with all biases removed, you know what it would be.
Tell me.
It would be Script, Ohio. I hate to say it takes
too long.
Well,
it's special,
somebody
but
drafted
it takes,
that one.
Yeah, I mean, but it is. But everybody knows what it is and who it is.
When you see the very end of it, it looks cool. Yeah. But when you're watching them write it out, like, oh, dear God, can you guys pick up the pace? Seriously.
Right. Somebody get the damn Zuzaphone player where it needs to be.
But it is cool to see it unfold.
The tunnel at the Big House.
The tunnel, that's a big one, too.
That would have been my next selection, Rieger.
Running out of the tunnel or fighting in the tunnel? Which one?
Either one.
Both. Okay. Yeah. Just the tunnel in general. All right. We've already found numerous ones you guys missed.
The Washtenau County prosecutor.
Yeah.
That would have been the next selection after that. Yeah.
Now, I heard you did the Florida State. Did you do the Florida Chomp?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob, the answers are right.
Well, I can't read them all in 10 seconds.
All right. We'll see you guys on Friday.
Great topic, guys. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. We're just going to rerun your show.
You do whatever you want.
Unless we're here at 5:30.
You might be. All right. See you later, everybody.
Tiger game tomorrow. Javi Baez.